The Lord be with you.
And with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you called John the Baptist to give witness to the coming of your Son and prepare his way. Give your people wisdom to see your purpose and openness to hear your will, that we too may witness to Christ's coming and so prepare his way. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. A 2-minute homily. Today is the Sunday of peace, but the gospel doesn't seem like peace. It seems really angry. It seems really forceful, almost violent. How does that compute with peace? There's two ways to understand peace. One is an interior peace, and the other is an exterior peace. But for us as Christians, where we start is to have an interior peace. We are now in the second Sunday of preparation for Christmas. And I challenge us all today to spend time in the weeks ahead, today and down this week, to think about repentance of things that you carry inside of you that troubles you, that gives you anguish, that keeps you from being peaceful. Repent. Lay it at the feet of the Lord and move on. Lay it at the feet of the Lord and move on. For we must find our internal peace. For if we all in the world have internal peace, we would have a peaceful world. But we find it first within ourselves. And if you find that you cannot find peace, go and talk to somebody. to lay it with them to help you leave it behind and find peace in your lives, peace in your spirit. For we are all called to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. Amen.